Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Started out so strong, really led by you guys. We were talking about winning ugly and everything, and then we know what happened with Alex. But why did the defense suffer so much? You guys, you know, were relatively healthy. I mean, I know Dunbar missed maybe nine games. That was a big loss. But did you guys just wear down? Were you just on the field too much because of the offensive struggles? What really happened?
I'll say for the defensive end of things, I'll say it was a little thing. I feel like towards the end of the year, we kind of lost connection with doing the little things right in practice. And the start of the show, I mean, I feel like if the little things aren't done at a certain way, right, they're going to turn into big things that are going to be hard to correct later in the year. So, I mean, it's really hard for me to put my finger on one thing, but there was a bunch of little things that we could be done, just like execution, right, communication. People underestimate how important having good communication is to on the back end, to the linebackers, to the defensive line. And just little things like that are the reason why we lost. I mean, if you look back at four of our losses, it's two plays or a play here and there, right, that decided the game.
Right. Did DJ have a legitimate gripe when he was complaining at the end of games?
Jonathan always supported the coach, right? You always supported the staff.
Yeah, where do you stand on that?
Here's my thing. I'll ask you guys, if you guys publicly criticize your boss multiple times to the media,
right,
I mean, I highly doubt your boss is like that. Whether you believe you're right or wrong, I feel like there's a certain way you should go about it.
Right.
I mean, that's my opinion. If I have a problem with any of my coaches, I'm going to go sit in their office,
right,
and talk to them about it. Not to say nothing bad about DJ and people made into this big me versus him. I love DJ. I love the guy. We had a different opinion, but that doesn't mean I think anything less of him. I mean, right, you have 80 guys in the locker room. Of course, everybody's not going to agree about everything. So we just looked at it two different ways.
Yeah,
but I mean, still have a ton of respect for the guy and love the way he plays.
Was DJ going to the coaches and having sit downs as well as you know, publicly criticizing them?
I couldn't tell you. Yeah. I have no idea.
I know he was texting them,
but Jonathan, we're joined by Jonathan Allen from the Washington Redskins. The wiggle room for us is if we publicly criticize our boss, we can just say we were joking. We're doing it for entertainment value. You don't really have that same wiggle room.
No. I don't think that that would fly
right
in this profession.
Right.
And Jonathan, I don't expect you to criticize your coaches. I would never ask a player to do that. But what about when people accuse a Jay of being such a player's coach, Camp Jay and all that, when DJ was saying things like, oh, the guys would come here and can't believe sort of how easy practice was. Do you have any comments on that? Can you compare practice here with the Redskins versus your practices at Alabama? Are there significant differences?
Yes, but I really don't feel like that's anything that's Jay's fault. I mean, if you look at Alabama, first of all, there's a lot less limitations. There was a lot less rules when I was there.
Right.
Coach Saban had a lot more power to do whatever he wanted to.
Right.
So from that aspect, he had a lot more power. Not to mention, you have more guys. I mean, in the NFL, if you only have, I don't know, seven offensive linemen dressing for a game, three of them are hurt. I mean, you know what I mean? So there's a lot more tactics that go into it. Plus, in college, you have 130-something guys at practice.
Right.
So you're able to do more for less reps on guys. So there's a lot of changes from the college, the collegiate to the NFL level that people have to look at. But, I mean, besides that, I mean, this is the only team I've been on. I'm happy with everything going. I feel like we're a couple plays here and there, a couple games here and there.
Right.
Going in the right direction. So, you know, we're definitely going to focus on cleaning those little things up. But like I said, DJ's been in the league a long time, so he definitely has his views on things, and I have mine.
Right, for sure. I don't know this, so it's been very publicized, right, through the NFLPA. And we're close friends with D. Smith and negotiating, you know, less hitting for you guys. Player safety is a big issue. Now, some people complain that the other side of that is, well, the guy's not getting enough work. Maybe the games are suffering a little bit. In college, though, there isn't that regulation. How many days a week on average were you guys hitting in practice? So how much more hitting were you doing in Alabama versus what you're doing now at the pro level?
Well, I mean, we hit every day at Alabama. Right. I mean, even on our Mondays when we just had helmets and shoulder pads, it was physical.
Right.
But every day you're hitting. And I like the physicality. I like, as a defense lineman, I feel like I will have a better practice if I have pads because I feel more protected because regardless of what we're wearing, offense and defensive line are going to hit each other.
Right.
It just depends on if you have that extra protection or not. So I have no problem with hitting every day and also see the other side of it. So it's not really my place to say.
Right.
I'm just going out there and just trying to do my job at a high level day in and day out.
Right.
Joined by Jonathan Allen, Redskins defensive lineman. He's going to be at Children's National Health System celebrate a day of joy with the Joy in Childhood Foundation and the Starlight Foundation. They're actually presenting a $30,000 grant to Children's National to help support the hospital's needs. Talk about Daron Payne. Played with them in Alabama, of course, joins the Redskins. For us, looked like he had a pretty damn good rookie campaign.
He definitely had a great year. I mean, Daron Payne came in and do exactly what I knew he was going to do. You know, when we first brought him in, I knew he was going to be a guy who was going to come in and work, not say much, do his job, get in, get out. And I mean, what more can you ask from a player?
Let's switch to the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, we don't know what the future for Alex is. I mean, that was just a traumatic, big-time injury. I'd be surprised if he's back. But, and then, of course, Colt breaks his leg, not as severe. What do you think is going to happen at the quarterback position? We've been talking about the potential of maybe drafting Kyler Murray at the 15th pick. A couple of us really think he's going to be a superstar. What do you think is the future at quarterback for next year?
I'll be honest, I have no clue. But, you know, my aspect on things is I'm going to make sure I'm doing what I got to do to make my quarterback job a heck of a lot easier going into next year. But who's going to play that position? I really couldn't answer that.
Let's just say hypothetically, 20 years from now, you're running an organization. At what demarcation do you draft a quarterback? Meaning Kyler Murray is supposedly 5'9", maybe he's 5'8". Like, what would be too short for Jonathan Allen at quarterback?
What would be too short? I don't know if I would have it too short. I mean, like 5'7". I feel like at 5'7", 5'8", 5'6", that obviously be too short, but I don't know. It's hard for me to say. I don't know. How tall is Kyler Murray? They say 5'9", maybe 5'10". Yeah. I've seen 5'11" somewhere. I don't believe that.
No.
The report we heard from the Oklahoma training staff was 5'9 and 7'8 with socks. That's what they're claiming. So I'll buy that.
Well, I don't know. It just depends. I mean, there's definitely limitations on having a smaller quarterback, but if you have a guy like Russell Wilson and Drew Brees with a cannon of an arm, which I believe Kyler Murray has, there's ways to work around it and actually use it to your advantage. So hard for me to say. I mean, I'm not the best at judging quarterback talent, but from what I've seen, I always look at quarterbacks who are under pressure. What do they do when the pocket's collapsing? And I've seen nothing but good things out of Kyler Murray. So, I mean, I would have no problem if we drafted him.
How tall is Tua, by the way?
I'd say Tua's about 5'11", 6 foot.
Yeah. He's in that range.
He's short, too.
He's in that range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, between 5'11 and 6'1 and a half.
But would you say, this was my argument with the size thing. Okay, so the punishment that you're going to take at the NFL level, obviously it's ramped up from college. But like at Alabama and in the SEC and these Big Ten, these big programs, all the guys are big. So it's not like linemen are even bigger, right? So they're used to kind of creating passing lanes and figuring out arm angles and that sort of thing by the time they get to the NFL level. That's my argument for a shorter guy.
I can definitely see that. For me, even though the guys aren't bigger, and, you know, like in the NFL, guys are normally around the same size as the big programs. The difference is you don't have the Citadels the week after a big game to come down to. In the NFL, every game's your Ohio State game. Every game's your LSU game.
Right.
Every game you're going against the best player in their conference and their division when they're in college. So that's the biggest difference, is just the consistency to continue to play against the best players.
Right. Seems like you're kind of emerging as a leader on this team. You only have 2 years in. Is this kind of how you envisioned? Did you envision kind of being a leader this early on?
I didn't really plan or envision. I just try to go out there and give the team all, and I just want to win at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. I just want to win. So whatever that entails me doing to help this team is what I'm going to do. I don't care about the C. I would love it and be honored, but that's not my goal going into next year. My goal is to get into these playoffs and to have a dominant season and finish out strong and put together complete 16 games as a team. And, you know, we'll see what happens after that. But, I mean, I'm definitely just trying to do my part to help this organization win.
Hey, Jonathan, can you put a bug in Jalen Hurts' ear and tell him he would be more than welcome in College Park in 2019? Can you kind of steer him in this direction? Come on, man.
I have a bunch of friends who go there, and they're so excited about the opportunity. Whichever campus, whichever school gets a player like that, they're going to be really impressed with not just the player he is, but the person he is. And I really feel like he showed that this year.
How frustrated were you by the last home game, sort of the attendance deal there? You know, probably, I mean, I don't know how many years you lived in this area, but, you know, probably a dream on some level to play for the Redskins. And then to see the stadium, you know, half full with the opposing fans, that's got to be frustrating. How can you fix that?
You got to win. As much as I want to, you know, get on the fans, you got to do better. We got to put a better product out there and they'll show up. So,
How does it affect your performance, if at all?
It doesn't. Feels 100 yards wide, 53 yards, 100 yards long, 53 yards wide, and I'm going to do my job. Whether we're playing in the parking lot, playing at Walmart, it doesn't matter. I'm going to do my job, and I'm going to do it at a high level.
Well, what's the difference then between playing on the road and in a home game? Everyone always says there's this, you know, home field advantage.
For me, I love playing on the road. I love playing in front of a hostile crowd. Like, I loved playing at Philadelphia. That was so fun for me. I love people booing at us and there's just something about it for me that I just love.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.